Let's see. They don't. They have a great player that played in Texas. Played at Bland Junior College in Brenham. Seemed to be playing pretty well, Cam Newton. So he's my Texas connection. So I like him. You know, it's obviously a big game. Start the season. We're excited about it. We're excited about playing at home, the first ball game. I think the crowd will be electric. You know, I mean, we always have a great crowd, but you know, I think there'll be some just when you say reigning NFL champions, I think that'll be great excitement for them. So, yeah, blue eyes. So. All right. Any questions?
Nope. The numbers for Cam seem to show that he actually passes better when he's blitzed. Why would that be for him?
I think any good quarterback, if you blitz them, their numbers go up. The bad quarterbacks, you blitz them, their numbers go down. So it's normal with the top quarterbacks that, you know, they know where to go with the ball on the blitz. They got one-on-one, and they throw it so accurate that they can hurt you.
How much does Benjamin change things for them?
How much what?
Does Benjamin change things for them on offense?
Just give him another talented receiver. You know, Benjamin is, you know, he's a huge receiver. You know, he's the biggest tight ends, but he's fast. So, you know, he gives you a problem out there one-on-one, especially against smaller corners.
Carolina seems to be a team. They like to go deep a lot more with their passing game. Is that something that plays into your defense's hands?
Well, I mean, they have a diverse passing game. They have a really strong running game. They have it all. That's why they did so well last year. So I don't know that it helps us that they do one or the other. They execute really well in what they do.
Is DeMarcus where you want him at this point in terms of, I know he's going to be on a play count of some sort, but where does it stand with DeMarcus?
Yeah, I think DeMarcus Ware is in ready to go. You know, again, he won't play the whole game, but I think he's ready to rush the passer and situational play for us as much as we need him. He's in pretty good shape, so, you know, we'll just have to see. He just hadn't played in the games.
Where does keeping contain on Cam and keeping him in the pocket rank on your list of priorities?
Well, he's, you know, last year, of course, he's not going to run the ball in preseason. They're not going to run him in preseason, but I believe last year he ran the ball 10 times in the first game they played last year. So you have to be ready that he is going to run the ball, not just scramble, but just run their running plays, called running plays. So, you know, that's where he can hurt you. You know, they've had a top rushing offense the whole season last year. Part of it's because the quarterback makes yardage too. I think he made more yards than any of the running backs in the game in the Super Bowl game last year. So he's a threat run the ball, just call plays or scrambling plays.
Colin just talked about his bigger leadership role this year. How have you seen him evolve from last season?
I think Vaughn is better right now than he was at this time last year. I mean, he's seems to be more comfortable in everything. He's really focused. You know, I'm really pleased where he is right now, because it seemed to be where he was at the last year.
You talk about his focus. Were you worried at all in some capacity about his busy off season after the Super Bowl?
No, you never know with a player, but like I said, he came back really more focused than he started last year. Maybe just the comfort in the defense, but I think he wanted to prove to everybody that maybe he's the best player in the, you know, maybe he's the defensive player of the year. So he was the MVP but in the Super Bowl, but, you know, I think his next step or his next goal is to be the defensive player of the year.
Did you feel like you guys were able to frustrate Cam early in the Super Bowl and kind of get him out of his game?
I think we – and they said it, that we stopped the running game good enough that, you know, forced him into passing situation, which is a strength for us. We were the number one pass defense team in the league. So, but, you know, he's such a good player, and they, you know, they – before our game and the whole season last year, they were the leading scoring team in the league, and they did it in the playoffs except for our game. So, you know, we expect the same kind of team.
Does it look like Shane Ray is going to be a much better player this year?
Yeah, I think he's matured a lot. I think his attitude really is great in the off season. He got stronger too, which helped him. He's still got great quickness, and he's a real effort player. So I look for good things from Shane.
I know you're focused on their offense, but being a defensive mind, what do you jumps out at you about Luke Kuechly when you watch him play?
Well, he's a great player. I mean, you know, you know, anytime you can. You're athletic like he is, and then as instinctive as he is. I mean, not many linebackers are intercepting passes for touchdowns, you know, and he did it quite a bit last year. So that's the special part of him. There's a lot of really good linebackers, and but they don't make the kind of plays he makes.
You lose Walker early in camp. Are you happy or kind of, I don't know, happy, but feel comfortable with where you are with Crick and Kilgo kind of manning that position, or how do you cover for him?
Yeah, you know, it was a shame for losing Walker. I mean, he was I thought he was going to have a really good year, and I think he would have, but injuries come, so the other guys have to step up. Fortunately, we got Crick, who's played really well for us so far. You know, our first group has only played 30 plays, so, you know, I mean, it's so they're anxious to get out there and play.
Is
Gotsis
where you want him to be?
I think as a rookie, probably yes. You know, you want them to come in and start right now, but most of them don't. You know, most of them, it takes them a little time. He's gotten better and better. He played better in the preseason games. In the last game, he played better. So, you know, if he keeps progressing, we'll keep after him, keep progressing. We'll see him on the field more and more.
What do you want to see him do better out there?
Oh, I think it's just overall playing pro football rather than college football. You know, it's a different level, and you know, there's things that you learn as you go. Some of it's finesse, some of it's power.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right.